Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. J. Rob, what's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows, I can't call it too much, man. I'm trying to be you when I grow up. How you making out, sir?
Man, I am making out phenomenally, bro, phenomenally. It's a good day, it's
excellent.
A good night, and it's going to be a wonderful show because you're a part of it, bro. I mean, let's be real.
Actually, you beat me to the punch. This show's going to be epic because you're a part of it. I'm just the snappy co-host with the funny lines. No one calls the show for me. They call the show because there's always some real dapper, well clean cut cat with pretty eyes and a growing beard and bald shiny head, and we ain't talking about David Mott, and the guy can throw down with the poetry. I'm like, you know what? I'm friends with him. That's my friend.
Nah,
y'all.
Man.
You
nah, man. You
parents?
Know.
I'm like, that's my friend.
No. You know they call this show to get some of that chocolate melaninated skin, that vocal, that voice, that Wonder Cat brother who's always so smooth and so cool and so calm, you know, with that New York twang in his swagger. You know the cat, J Rob? You know the cat.
Man, listen. I'm just saying. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods. And anytime I get a chance to share the MIC with the person that y'all see me with, life is good.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. Amen. Listen, y'all. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, press 1. And if you're already here, press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours.
I got mine. I just got 2 more. Just got 2 more. And I'm working on more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See that? You can't talk about it. You got to be about it. That's what we're talking about. Got to be about it.
Got to let them know.
Now.
Got to let them know.
Let's give a huge shout-out to our illustrious CEO who gives us this platform, Epiphany Radio, to be able to come together, do poetry, life, and all in all have a good time while we're here. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, make sure you shout him out, inbox him, you know, just to say thank you. You know, 2 words, thank you. You know, he is also this.
Little son.
Yeah, man, just a little something. He is also the CEO of Raw Links. Any one of the hosts here at Epiphany can help you establish your own Raw Links line. Ooh, you see that? He going to owe me some money for these promos. Establish your own Raw Link line. So hit that brother up or let us know so we can get you connected. But one love, one mic to our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox. And not to mention his birthday was on yesterday, too.
Van, I am compelled to tell the world two things about yesterday.
Uh-oh.
If that's okay.
That's
just
quite
two
all right.
Things. Just two things. Libras rule. Thank you. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Every single zodiac sign would say they rule, so you know it's cool. It's cool. When it's your season, you
no. Every zodiac sign has a special time of year because Libras rule. I'm just saying.
As the leader of the zodiacs, we have to let you know that Aries rule, but we're going to give it to Scorpios right now because it's Scorpio season. So we'll let them have their shot.
Whoa! We still got one more day, brother. We still got one more day. Then
I know. I tried to negate these last 3 hours that you got. I tried to negate them.
They can dance later. Right now, the scales and the moon still rule. Thank you
ladies
so much for
gentlemen,
playing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Libras, you got 2 hours and, 47 minutes. So, okay. All right. But, bro.
Sir.
Can you let them know what we are discussing for the show tonight?
Tonight's show is to remind people that Libra starts September the 23rd and ends on October 23rd, so we still have another day. However, the show on the get down, last week we said black is. This week, finish this line. I write poetry because go ahead and get there. So Van Meadows, I was
yes,
the birthday
sir,
boy last week. I was the birthday boy.
You were indeed.
Because I'm a good host and I'm a fantastic co-host, I'm a better co-host than host because I'm rocking with one of the best. Sir, I would like permission to please ask you, is your piece currently locked and loaded?
Yes, sir, bro. It's locked and loaded, man.
Well, if such is the case, sir, I'm going to step to the side, put this microphone in front of you, and would you mind finishing this line? And then go ahead and get on down. I write poetry because... Go.
The ink that flows from my pen has more than soul-healing properties when I've been abused, hurt, ridiculed, and spat upon. See, those that spew venom out of their mouths has nothing to grow on. But my ink is a constant reminder that I need to keep being expressive, channeling positivity and romance to create perspective. I write poetry because the words and metaphors don't judge me. Instead, they console me, allowing me to be me without judgment, relaxing my inner demons and calming my temperament, creating a clear objective to be light in the dark, help fuel and ignite others' passion with a spark. I write poetry because it's more than a hobby. It's a communicative exercise surrounded by unspoken emotions that often only the pen can speak. So as the ink leaks, I write poetry because I need to say things that others are afraid to voice, because their social status or fear leaves them no choice. As the printed or cursive manuscript helps broadcast a new social activist through my quill of nonverbal conflict. I write poetry because some lovers just don't know how to express. The same reason we buy greeting cards to suggest that this inanimate object of written feelings can create emotions to leave another reeling. I write poetry because my life depends on it. See, when depression wanted to strangle me, it lost its... I had a blank piece of paper to drop my tears written in ink that can cut like a sharp razor. I write poetry because the metaphorical oasis waiting in reserve so I can sip from an inked crimson goblet with the written intent on becoming the greatest. Lyrically drinking on poetic forms to create a brand new rhyme syndicate that will level the status quo and show the masses just how far my pen can go. I write poetry because the activity being displayed in the community deserves to have that one beacon of light that cares day and night about the matters of injustices swept under the rug by fake attorney practices. I write poetry because it makes me feel good, creates a peaceful mood, allows me to escape into the depths of my mind to uncover new ways of creating art with word imagery just to find that the people who struggle with no concept of hope need literary artistic creations to help ease the pain so they can cope. Lastly, I write poetry because I am poetry. And that's that piece.
I'm ashamed to even say my piece after hearing this. I say this a lot. There are times you're going to hear people write poetry and you're going to look at your pen and say, how come I didn't write that? And this is one of those times. This by far is one of those times. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, this is one of those times. Van Meadows, this is a slamming piece.
You
got the line that says, I write poetry because the words and metaphors don't judge me. Instead, they console me.
Yes, sir.
Allowing me to be me without judgment. Relaxing my inner demons and calming my temperament, creating a clear objective to be the light in the dark, help fuel and ignite other passions with a spark. I write poetry because I am poetry. Shit. This is what I'm talking about.
Hey,
even
man.
My sister Kim was like, Van, go ahead. That was fire, bruh.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kim.
I wish I wrote this.
Now y'all know how
to even write a piece.
No, man, listen, y'all know J. Rob like I know J. Rob, okay? You know him, right? You know what kind of poet he is. So in no way he ashamed to spit his piece. Bro, is your piece locked and loaded?
I think so.
Well, allow me to step out of the light, bro, and let it shine on you, and go ahead and get on down.
Let's see. I write poetry. I write poetry because at times that's all I really have left. I write poetry when it feels like life sometimes may have even gone left, when the sun proves the next day is going to be great, when the next day is supposed to be epic because the next day hasn't happened yet. I write poetry so that I can try to be great. If not in thine own eyes, then let that shine blind us as the rays assume the position of razor blades and cuts through tainted emotion, carved out of drip ink into verses. I write poetry. I write poetry in order to weave a web of vocalized, departmental thoughts prearranged into intricate formats that may bring a cataclysmic, explosive thoughts or mirror the calming waters inside of my own fears. So I write poetry. I write poetry because at times I have nothing else to give. And the words, they're like saviors to an otherwise destructive behaviors. So before the thoughts go away and I forget a feeling that I may savor and they turn into a mental vapor, I write poetry. Because sometimes I have to put my prayers on paper. And it's not that I'm moody or have a bad temper. I write poetry. Because sometimes I just want to be heard. And other times I really, hopefully, become remembered. Paul.
Bro. Do y'all hear this? So y'all heard his disclaimer, right? His disclaimer was he didn't even want to read his piece. But if y'all heard these lines, you know why he had to read his piece. He had to write his piece. Because the line that stood out for me, I write poetry in order to weave a web of vocalized departmental thoughts prearranged into intricate formats that may bring a cataclysmic explosive thoughts or mirror the calming waters inside my own fears. Bruh, that is powerful.
I'm just saying.
And, you know, and it's powerful on so many levels because you're talking about weaving a web, and you ended mirroring the calming waters inside my own fears. And I love that visual because spiders can't make webs in water.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, this was fire. This right here was fire, man. Yeah. J-Rob, you are the man, bro. You the man.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears, as I say prayers to the Holy Spirit, I am thankful. Thankful, and I thank you. Because, bruh, you're a bad boy.
Nah, man, you's a bad boy. You know what? Let's change the narrative. J-Rob.
Sir.
We are a bad team.
I'm trying to tell you. That's what I said.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man. Listen, I don't know about you, man, but I am excited because we get to hear these other poets tell us why they write poetry.
Yeah, man.
Bro.
Yeah, man. I told you it's going to be epic tonight, man.
Yes, you did. And I am pretty pumped up about it. So, are we ready to bring in our first caller?
Bring him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this first poet on the mic is no stranger here to Epiphany Radio because he hosts War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Drippers 2.0, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff.
Kwanzaa.
You know, we're coming into that season, because I can't wait to see what he's got cooked up. But, ladies and gentlemen, Mahavi.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, he's doing the same thing every week. And it's a hot breath celebration, but I'll take it.
Yeah, man, you deserve a hot breath celebration, man. Just take it. Just accept it.
That's what I say.
I just said,
what up, honey?
Y'all are so lucky because I didn't know, and I literally, like, clicked on and I was doing all things in the background, and then I was like, yo, I got a sign. I got to write a poem. I was like, I got to write a poem from scratch. Holy mackerel. And so I just finished, right when you called me, I finished with the last line I was going to do. Because I was trying to write as quick as possible. So forgive me, because I'm going to do this poem and get out your way because, you know, double, triple duty and whatnot. And this cough is not going to permit me to do everything I want to do with it. So I didn't have time to, you know, pretty it up and do all this other stuff. So y'all going to get what you're going to get. You can hear me clearly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very clearly.
All right. So tell me where to go and I'll go.
May I man?
My brother. May go ahead, bro. Just get ready to do that.
Cuzzo, Van and I are going to step to the side and let you grab the microphone and do what you do, but we want you to finish this line. I write poetry because and go.
I write poetry because my soul needs to be free. I write because my inner child was lonely and he remembers when he couldn't speak and bullies made his lips and his head leak. And picking upon what was done by Crips, cruel villains stealing confidence and self-esteem till courage could shine. Better yet, Dean, peep how my black mind and soul has this gangster lean. I write poetry because someone needs to hear how to make your heart and mind clear, how to dispel darkness with light and kill fear. I write poetry because my heart hungers for love. The propensity is a passive proclivity, rapacious fascination for infatuation and a hankering attraction to beautiful souls with fervor. The nerve of this man to speak free, this sensual creativity through erotic poetry. And I write poetry because where else would I be with a hot verse except on the Epiphany Radio universe and let these poems go where the heart take it. Tell the tales of heart and the ache or how bad I needed you to make it. Write, make it sweet, make it deep, make it leap, make it so it'll be yours to keep. I write poetry because I know what it feels like to yearn. I know what it feels like when love is hard to earn. I write because my ancestors demand that I command the scripture of the pen, the free minds, heart, and soul, and fight to the bitter end. I write poetry because it mends, and to lend my ear to free the creative knees who's trapped in this gentrified culture vulture place that shames the most creative of us to disgrace. And want you to be just a name and number. This is the matrix, and they want to put you back to slumber. I write poetry because I awoke. I write poetry because I was broken, that freedom that my greatest despair and sorrows were abated by poems spoken. I write poetry because music is the ocean of my spirit, and I sail on my vessel called verse. Poetry helps me to break generational curse. Writing poetry helps me to become better from worse, to teach you that your inner child comes first. I write poetry for the need, for the speed by which my heart bleeds and my appetite that I consume and exhume fights. It is my shining bright. It is my light. I write poetry because it is my right. Poem.
Ooh. J-Rob, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Really? You just gonna come in here and make me burn the piece of paper that I wrote my piece on with absolutely jaw-dropping words like I write poetry because my heart hungers for love. Get out the house. Just leave. These incredible lines because of your spiritual prowess. This is nothing short of incredible, bro.
Sorry?
Nothing short of incredible.
Thank you.
I love this. I absolutely
love
this piece.
I love you guys. Yep. You guys are the best.
I'm going to find a live recording of a crowd screaming, and it's going to sound like they're saying Mojave. Watch.
You got to cut it out.
Even my brother Mike was like, yo, that cat, yo.
But I got you on the crowd cheering. Here you go for the crowd cheering.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm mad at him, Van, because he got the crowd cheering.
Yeah. He got a crowd cheer, but they're not saying Mojave. We're gonna work on that, J-Rob.
Me and you going to work on that.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. We're gonna make that happen. But Mojave, the piece is dope. The piece is dope. It's all get out. But I love that last line. I love that last line. I write poetry because it is my right. Bro, listen. This piece is fire, bro. You talking about you just finished writing it? Man. This is amazing. I love it, man. I love your ink, bro. Love it, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, man, before we let you get on to your double, triple, quadruple duty, let everybody know what you got popping off this coming Tuesday night.
Well, we are doing the Honey Triple Poetry, like the Running Back Funk. We're going to play some funk classics. So, you know, if you're not prepared, make sure you get in here. I don't wear no deodorant because it's about to be funk. That's what's about to happen. It's going to be good. Come through. It's also open mic. Bring something that you consider to be funky, you know. Come on and have a funky good time, you know. Funk.
I'll be
love
there.
Good.
I'm glad. That makes me
definitely be there.
Yeah, I got something really filthy and stanky for it that's kind of funky.
Oh, you got something stanky? Oh, we take stanky.
I'll even tell you up front. I'll tell you up front. My piece is called God Made Me Funky. Mm.
Oh. Mm. Well, you know, it's
okay, bro.
God made you.
No. God made you funky. All right. Well, broski, I know you got to get to the other duty, man, but you got to get out on the dance floor just for a few moments, man, you know, just for a few moments before you dip on out, man.
Listen, I told you, I'm under the weather. Plus, you know, everything is about, you know, our luster CEO, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. He gets to come out here and do the Naked Hucky Buck. It's his birthday, and we're going to celebrate that. Larry Maddox, the Naked Hucky Buck. We're going to go with it. There we go.
There it is. Yeah. All right, bro. One love, one mic, man.
Feel better as always.
And can't wait till Tuesday, bro. Ladies and gentlemen,
right,
on his way to the dance floor, man, to, you know, I don't know what he's going to do over there, but. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mojave. Check them out this coming Tuesday for the Honey Drippers. We're going to run back some funk. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Man. That's your cousin, bro. That's your cousin.
Yeah.
That's your cousin.
Yeah, he's something different, bro, but he's your boy. So.
He is my boy.
You got to claim
absolutely.
Him, too. You got to claim him,
I
got to
claim him. Yep. I will always claim him. Now, are we ready to keep this party going, man? Because I'm already amped up. Hearing this poetry has already got me amped.
Yes, please.
Next on the mic, we have one half host of the Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss VIP. Hey, darling.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing, thanks.
Okay, hey. Thank you for coming. So we're going to usher you to the Get Down dance floor. I couldn't do it, VIP. I was going to burst into tears anyway. I couldn't do it. How are you, lovely?
I'm okay. You doing?
I'm
doing all right.
Your voice. You're doing good.
Absolutely.
Hey, I sent you a little something. Because, you know,
yes, I
you know I
thank
love you.
You.
Great.
Oh, thank you.
And for everyone who hasn't gotten it yet, let me give it to you up front. I sent it to VIP first because a brother sent it to me, and it says, promise yourself that no matter how hard it gets, you don't quit on yourself.
Mm.
And as a,
yes, sir.
A family member of the Epiphany Radio Universe, you stay in prayer, and I want you to know how much I love you. And regardless of what may go on outside of the universe, promise me and Van that you won't quit on yourself. That's all I ask. That being the case,
that's right.
I remind you that I love you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now we gotten all of the formalities out of the way, Mr. VIP.
Yes.
I want you to finish the statement. I write poetry because, and go ahead and get on down.
Okay. I write poetry because poetry saved my life. I wrote in diaries and journals years ago, thought I could write a good story. Then it seemed poetry found me. I write poetry because I want love. When I'm mad, happy, or aroused, I write poetry because it's what God allows. I write like I speak, all of my insecurities, vulnerabilities when I feel weak. I write poetry because when I need to get it all out, I can cry. When I'm sad, yell, or scream in ecstasy, especially when I dream. I write poetry because of my fears. Only the paper knows by my tears. I have a few. But mainly I write poetry because I feel too many emotions and no potions could be made when I need to vent. Last of all, I write poetry because I'm able. And when I'm finished, I'm spent. And that's that piece.
My goodness. I write poetry because I'm able.
Can you do me one favor? Can you give me those first two lines all over again, please? Folks, just rock with me for a second and listen. Please, hit those two lines again, please.
I write poetry because poetry saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote in diaries and journals years ago. Shall I continue?
Give me. Come on.
Okay, thought I could write a good story, then it seemed poetry found me.
There you go. Poetry saved my life and poetry found me. See, you ain't hear that, did you, Van?
Oh, yeah.
Poetry found me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't write poetry. Poetry found me. That got my attention. And that right there is like I need everyone else to hear exactly what I just heard. So thank you. Van Meadows, what's saying?
Yeah, it saved my life too. It saved my life too. So I definitely appreciate that. But more importantly, you write it because you are able. There are so many people who get trapped inside their own minds. They don't know whether they're coming or going. And they can't even begin to put sentence structures together sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I really dig this piece. And just how you're speaking for that person who is not in their right minds at this moment. You know, they just can't focus. They can't seem to get it together. But you getting it together for them. You helping them with this piece. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I'm humbled.
Me and Van have often said, you never know what people are going through who come to listen to you spit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes someone's going to say something that touches somebody in a different way.
Absolutely.
And this is what this piece just did. And when I love the entire piece, but those first two lines got my attention like no one's business. I write poetry because poetry saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ended it by telling us that poetry found me. I'm good. That encompasses a whole lot for a whole lot of people. So thank you once again.
All right.
Mm. Mm.
Now, Ms. VIP, before we usher you to the dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on at Epiphany Radio Universe.
All right. Well, next Wednesday will be my diva, La Perla Negra, and I in the love zone. The topic right now is undetermined, but y'all come on through anyway. And next Friday will be Express Your Vibe, hopefully, where we all come as ourselves just to express how we're feeling at that time.
Ooh, Halloween weekend. Sounds good. Sounds good. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. And let's get you on over to that Get Down dance floor. You know, you be careful over there. You just be careful over there, okay? Okay?
Yes.
Because you are an adventurous one, and I need you to be careful.
I'm not that adventurous right now.
You do.
So, stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, and just please, carefully, gingerly, going over to the Get Down dance floor.
All right.
Please, and Ms. VIP, catch her Wednesday and every other Friday. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man. Ooh. This is incredible, Jay. It is turning into an epic night. That is my girl. That is my girl. But we're going to go from one sexy diva to another sexy diva, the other half host of the Love Zone, and one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one fourth host of Express Your Vibe. I'm not Express Your Vibe, but the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. J-Rob. Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
La Pearl.
I'm good. I'm supposed to go behind all of y'all? Man,
yeah.
Come on. Oh, my God.
You know how they say, you know, we're going to save the best for last. I disagree with that statement. We're going to save the best for the middle. So here you are, smack dab in the middle.
Oh my God.
Okay, What Van said.
Oh, my God, man, your pieces are just, they left me speechless. Man, y'all came strong tonight. Oh, my God. Lord.
That was all J-Rob. It's all his fault.
Yeah, okay. Whomever, y'all brought their fire tonight. Oh, my God. I don't even feel like we didn't know.
I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth, y'all. I was having very serious technical difficulties. Thank God for Best Buy, or y'all would not get to hear J-Rob this evening.
I hear that.
Yes, Best Buy, because I would have canceled the show. I'm going to let y'all know right now. I would have canceled the show.
Oh, no, me and Ray got a standing agreement. If one of us can't show up, we're not having the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally
it's so
understandable.
It's so crazy. Blog Talk won't even let us have the show if one of us is not present. Y'all don't even
understand. Okay, it's sure enough didn't.
I found that out.
I tried to told you, though, man.
I was like, man, I promise you. And the week before, I had a stand-in host that had to leave an hour into the show. I said, oh, my God.
Okay.
I said, you know what? I said, Blog Talk, I said, Get Down fans, the Get Down followers, I said, never again. I won't do it no more. I cannot.
Some good things you cannot. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, man. Let it be.
Just not going to do it. But sweetheart, dynamic show last night.
What kind?
On the
is
Love
that a werewolf?
Zone.
No, excuse me one second. Shut up! You can't stop playing with me.
You could have muted that mic instead of screaming in our ears, my God.
Give me one second.
Who told the wolf to shut up? Who told the wolf to shut up?
Thank you.
All right. But last night's show, J-Rab, I don't know if you were listening to last night's show, man, but I almost didn't even get to do a piece. I almost got ushered straight to the bar.
Listen.
It went just like this.
Okay, you want to go ahead and give the rundown and let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Universe? All right, I'm going to go ahead, Usher, you went over to the bar because she's waiting for you. I said, okay, I can go, but I don't need to do a piece. I just want to go to the bar anyway. But, bro, that's what happened last
night.
Thank
you, Cleveland.
That's what she said, man. She was moving. Listen. She was moving me right along like it was nobody's business. I was like, wait. I know we all used to Miss VIP being here, but come on. What I do?
It was a fluke. She didn't even let you spit your poetry.
She wasn't going to let me spit, man. She was sending me my way. It was bye-bye. Okay, thank you, Baba. Thanks for coming. Bye.
She don't love you, man.
Oh, that's not true.
That is not the behavior of someone that loves you.
Right. She did let me get my piece out finally. And, it was a great show. It still was a great show. But a pearl at neck. J-Rob has a question for you.
Okay.
Miss Le Pearl.
Yes.
Listen, baby. Yes. Me and Van don't want to hold up too long because we're not trying to push you to the side. Mm-hmm. However, I know you brought something. I'm going to use your words this time.
Uh-oh.
I know you brought something delicious to the microphone. No. You don't get to play coy, baby. Me and Van going to step to the side, and I need you to finish this sentence. Well, finish this statement. I write poetry because and go.
I fell in love with the world of poetry very young, but conditioned fear instilled left me with no voice to voice my passion, kept it suppressed until it was just lost, and then she gave it back to me. My poetry, sometimes I'm just in love with the pain, so I write poetry because it belongs to me. Because I'm flawed, but I can expose it through the flow of my ink and my poetry. I think it's beautifully. There isn't anything that I can't show or tell or be through my poetry. See, poetry is my soulmate, my heart's desire, my true love, my anger, and my mistakes. All that I am rides through my ink to her and with her. She sees and receives me. She carries me, my poetry. I write poetry for someone's story that's afraid to be told and for who can't be heard. Poetry is life. I write poetry because I've fought monsters in the dark and made friends with them in the night. Fought the hands of what wasn't my fault and never was made right. I write poetry because the universe straightened my crown while explaining to me that I am royalty. I write poetry because my greatest love story dwells deep within my soul and has yet to be told. I love it. I have a story, and it belongs to me, my poetry. And that's that piece.
Van Meadows, would you like to go first?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard someone say that poetry is their soulmate. My God. I'm sitting here dwelling on that line, like how true it is. No one knows the in and outs of you like poetry does.
Right.
And if there's anyone, anything that is more intimately, intricately locked into your energy, your aura, your presence, your being, it is the words that you write through your poetry. And this piece exemplifies that. Beautiful piece.
Exemplifies.
Thank you.
Exemplifies.
Wow.
Thank you.
This piece exemplifies what Van and I was thinking, but in all honesty, again, I will say it. There are some of you who write poetry. I'm amazed at some of the verbiage y'all are using, and I really wish I wrote that line. Please look for me to steal something from one of y'all. Poetry is my soulmate. That right there, I'm going to figure out a way to use that line. That's really clever. I love that.
Thank you.
Poetry
Thank
chose
you.
Me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
With this poem, I be wed. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. I'm sorry. I'm just saying I love the poetry. I love the piece that much.
J-Rap.
No, not yet, Van. Not yet. Don't say it, Van.
J-Rap.
Not yet, Van.
J-Rap.
Yes.
I can't say it.
Hold that. Thank you. Hold that thought. You better write that. Text it to me, Van.
I'm sending it to you right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just sent it to you.
Y'all make me feel so good about my piece. Thank you.
Wow. We will talk.
Usually when a poet inspires the topic for the next show, you actually get to sit in and host with us. So I hope you're available next Thursday to host the Get Down with me and my brother J-Rob, the wise son. Because what I just sent him from what he said out his own mouth, my God. So, LaPel, La Negra, before we send you over to the Get Down floor, can you please let everyone know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
I sure will. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy with my cool mountain man co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. That is Saturday night at 9. Monday nights at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Dr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Essentially, Janice, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. And y'all come on by there Monday night. Oh, wait a minute now. Is this Raw with Rain?
This is Raw with Rain this Monday night. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the following Monday night. And we'll have a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, where it helps you tap into your creative side. Y'all come on by and have some fun.
Because if y'all missed this past Monday's Pick Up Your Pen, baby, For Real was going crazy.
Yo, yes. That was an awesome comeback show. And Wednesday nights at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy diva VIP. Now, as she said earlier, the topic is up in the air, but I'm sure y'all going to love what we come up with So y'all come on and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you so much.
Caught up
that.
In the love zone? Who says that?
I do.
Oh, great.
So,
oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Right, though. He's right. He is right.
Wow.
But we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so you can show the family what you can do out there because you are Philly John.
I know that's right. That's right. That's
ladies and gentlemen, right. On our way to the dance floor, La Perla La Negra, one love, one mic, darling.
One love, one mic.
Ooh-wee. Next week's show is going to be
don't say nothing.
Something.
Don't say nothing.
I'm
nothing.
Not saying.
Don't say nothing.
Whew. Oh man, are we ready for the next poet, bro?
Oh yes, please.
Next on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening.
Very good evening.
Good to hear
How
you.
Are you today?
I am phenomenal and fabulous. Thank you.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I'm so very pleased to be here.
So, Van, is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn, good brother. It's your turn.
Poetic Angel Queen, I would like for you, or I shouldn't say I because this is not my show, Van and I would like for you to finish this statement. Is your piece currently locked and loaded?
Yes, it is.
We're going to step back and let you go on with your poetry, but please finish this statement when I say, I write poetry because, and go.
I write poetry because my Lord and Savior gifted me this talent upon my birth. My imagination began to kick in around 2 years old. My family would regularly read me bedtime stories until one night I took the book away and said, I'm going to read you a bedtime story. Of course, I didn't yet know how to read, yet there I was making something up as I expressed myself. From then, about 4 to 7 years of age, my mother and I would walk through a park and she would start the song off, Mimi and Mama were walking through the park when they came across. Then when I chime in, which would be Yogi Bear, Pink Panther, Casper, Batman, or whatever character and events. Next, at 8 years old, I read Edgar Allan Poe and fell in love with poetry. I also loved music and wrote a number of early songs. From junior high through high school, my poetry was created and formed. Yet, in my senior year, my teacher said I was very talented, but I'd never be published. That dashed my hopes and dreams for decades. A warning to educators, be extremely careful of what you say to our youth about their future dreams. So poetry, for the most part, went into dormancy with the exception of writing some to my men. As my son grew into his teen years, he became fascinated with poetry, much to my amazement, because I never told him I wrote. In addition, rap had become a popular art form. By age 15, he was writing and performing. I was so very proud going to every performance. Much later, after moving to Houston, Texas, my son asked my ex and I to take him to a poetry event in town. Then he said, "Hey, Mom, why don't you bring your poetry too?" I said I would, but performing was his thing, not mine. I did, in fact, bring a few poems just in case. As my son stepped off the stage, he handed me the mic. I was on the spot. Now I had to perform, which I did. It was well received. That was in February of 2012. March of 2012, my ex broke three of my ribs, and by September of 2012, I left, getting my own apartment for the first time in my life. By November 2012, I was picked up onto internet radio, and by January 2013, I had the number one spoken word track in Houston and came in at 19 in the entire nation. As most already know, I'm a two-time survivor of domestic violence, and I'm a five-time survivor of rape. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior in 1986. I write poetry to uplift, inspire, motivate, empower, enlighten, and to bring awareness. I was even asked to perform my poetry at my high school reunion. Talk about coming full circle. I absolutely love words and play with them in various exquisite ways. I flow with the Holy Spirit's ink as I write upon the papayas of the computer age, expressing my outrage at the injustices that take place, the truth that needs to be expressed, the biblical that needs to be enlightened, the traumatic, romantic problems that occur during our lives, the romantic lullabies of love that needs to be experienced, the exciting erotic experiences that need to be reported. I write poetry because I am poetry in motion, a poem walking. It is my God who gave me this gift at birth, and it is He who has saw fit to endow me with the various platforms to express my thoughts, experiences, and dreams. That is why I write poetry and how it all came about. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right. J-Rap, go ahead, bro.
That's a really, really deep testimony. And there are times when I'm not prepared for a journey, but when you hear the journey, you can appreciate where somebody's coming from poetically, and this is one of those pieces.
Aw, thank you, King. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome. What say you, Van Meadows?
What say me? I love the way that she gave honor to the Creator for giving her the gift. And she's using it for Him, so what a better tribute than to bring that to light and just remind those that this is what you do. And like she said, I am poetry walking. And I love that. Thank you for that, Amelia.
Aw, thank you, King. Much love, y'all. Continued successes. Lessons.
Thank you so much.
One mic, one love. One
poetry.
All right,
one mic, one love. One poetry. Get over there on that Get Down dance floor and hang out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get on down over there.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, on our way to the dance floor, Amelia T. Davis, One Love, One Mic. Wow. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your hosts, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1.
This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing studio to the
other.
Epiphany.
All right. Welcome back, J-Rap. Are you ready to keep this party going?
Am I ever?
Next up on the mic, we got the host of Let's Talk Poetry Corner. He is King Atterbury. Welcome, King. What's good with you?
What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing tonight, man?
Man,
peace, King.
Great,
good
bro.
To hear your voice,
you.
Man.
Yeah, man. I'm still going through these little complications when I, but, you know, I'm going to show up the best way I can, you know.
Hey, man, as long as you walk through the door, then the door is always going to be wide open.
Yes,
yeah,
sir,
no doubt, man. It's that mask, brother. The mask. Jim Carrey.
That's it, man. That's it. That's a good movie. I love that movie.
It was definitely dope. Word up.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah,
appreciate
man.
You.
Rocking tonight, man. What's up?
Thank you, bro.
That's Van. Everything you hear, this is all because of Van. So,
no,
so,
man.
So
No. You're not going to just do that, Jay. Like, you ain't got no part
Why?
To do with this. Come on, bro.
I ain't do nothing. I'm simply saying, Van is a wonderful host. And
so,
I'm humbled
so
to be co-hosting.
So you having a Scooby-Doo moment?
I'm just saying.
Go ahead, bro.
And
go
Van
ahead.
Has a question for you.
What up?
King, my brother. Is your piece locked and loaded, bro?
Indeed, brother, indeed.
All right, bro. I want you to finish this statement, man. I write poetry because... Go ahead and get on down.
All right. I write poetry because the world is in danger. Even the man in the mirror can't recognize the stranger. I am he is me. Where is my third person writer? Must be ghost riding while my conscience rising higher. If I wrote it, then you already know how I spit it. There's never a big distance from the line of scrimmage. Love the fact that I can speak on any subject or content. Rhyming is addictive and a privilege for those who want it. Command my pencil like a sword. Hand skills are loose. Let go of my mood. All is smooth for this dude. The paper starts smoking from hot motion flowing. After the words spoken, I need a green drink potion. That's a refresher for the breathing while I'm speaking. To the world I keep feeding non-copyrighted readings. Steal it, then feel it. Best believe I hot wheel it. Have a seat on my chair in the kitchen and mix meal it. That would be a remix. So see this within its pretense. Always prepare decent. Believe this is recent. King.
J-Rob, go ahead, bro.
You know what? I want to be him when I grow up. I just want to be him. And one of the things that I love about our show, Van, everyone's got their own signature ending. King drop it off, and he's like, period. King.
Right. Right.
Mojave goes, Mojave inhales and goes, poetry. And then, everyone's got their own little signature thing, and it's so dope. But this piece itself, very expressive, very obligatory, and I love what you did with it, bruh.
Thank
Completely
you, brother.
Love
I appreciate
what you did
it.
With this. Love it. Van Meadows, what say you?
Ma'am, you started this piece off very, very, very affirmative, very powerful. I write poetry because the world is in danger, not trouble. You know, sometimes you got to really pay attention. You got to really pay attention when poets speak. He didn't say trouble. He said danger, right? Putting an emphasis
mm-hmm.
on danger, letting you know that, listen, trouble ain't nothing but with the danger that we're in. And, brother,
no doubt.
You just keep writing. You keep writing, you know, and, bruh. Man, I love this, man. I love this piece, bro. I love how strongly you stated it. I love how powerful you stated it. And I love you can hear the demand, the demand in your voice. Nah, player. You don't even understand. I write poetry because this. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Hey, man.
Thanks.
You keep focused, man. You keep focused, bro. You keep focused.
Go down, bro. Always, man. Appreciate you, brother.
I'm going to be the guy on the back, on the other side going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right on,
brother. Hey, man, listen, before we send you over to the dance floor, King, hey, man, you got a dynamic thing happening on Tuesday nights. Can you
let
everybody know about it?
Yeah, brother, we got the Poetry Corner coming through. You know what I'm saying? Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern. You know what I'm saying? This will be Season 5, Episode 9. So come through, man. Straight up YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Facebook Live. You know what I'm saying? Poetry Corner Group. So, yeah, we're going to get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Just be prepared for the flyer be thrown in the air tomorrow. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
And, man, let everybody know, man, it's open, man. If they want to get on the show, man, they just got to inbox you, man. You always make room for everybody, man.
Yeah, all they got, anybody want to come through and whatnot, just hit me in the inbox, Joel Washington Atterbury, on you know, Facebook, and, you know what I'm saying, I'll schedule you out, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so you ain't got to be scared. I'm not hard to get along with.
Nah, man, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot
of
fun.
Be scared
because
these cats have come with some poets. Be scared.
True facts.
Hey, J-Rabbit. He's going to run them off, bro. He's going to run them off.
No. The microphone, this cat is so humble with it. This brother is so open with it. And he's like, listen, as long as there's an empty box, you're next. Come through. And it's a dynamic show. I encourage any poet who wants to get on it and just show their chops, just come through and share, because that's what the space is for. And thank you, brother, for even having a space to share like this. So thank
you.
I
appreciate
you.
Literally, man.
You're welcome.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
Man.
It's a fun time. Yeah. We love being there, man, and we can't wait for the next show.
I love and appreciate having y'all, brothers. You know what I'm saying? Word. So it's a beautiful event.
Absolutely.
Someday I'm going to come on there with my own poetry, because a lot of the poems that Van keeps giving me, people expect that kind of level of excellence, and I got to start writing some stuff.
Just for that, J-Rob, just for that, I'm going to write you a piece. Just for that, I'm going to write a piece specifically for you.
Why? I know not lie. I just say poems.
No,
saying.
Man, I got you.
In the words of Miss Piggy to Kermit the Frog, you are so good to me.
Miss Piggy, come on, bring it on back now. Bring it on back. Okay, but King.
Yo.
My brother, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so we can keep the party moving. But thank you, good brother. One love, one mic, man, and stick around.
One love, brothers. Word. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That is our good brother King Atterbury coming through. I write poetry because the world is in danger. Bruh. Man. J-Rap, we ready to keep this party going, man? That is that line, for sure.
Who might we have coming up next, bruh?
Area code 260, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Two six zero, are you muted?
260. 260.
Are you muted?
I sure was muted. I was muted. You can't hear me?
Oh no, we can hear you now, 260. We just don't know who we're speaking to.
Good evening, it's the Sun Toucher.
Hey, Pretty Powers is in the building.
What's happening?
Hey, Pretty Powers.
Yes.
How you doing,
how
lady?
Nothing, chilling. Almost forgot that I was planning to come.
Are we so glad that
you
came?
Hey, listen, this is a treat, unlike a lot of treats that we get on the Get Down. So, This being such a treat, I'm going to let Van Meadows take it from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You got Wolf Hour's own Pretty Pauses in the building. Hey, listen, listen, I ain't going to lie. I was upset with you today. I was upset with you today because you were talking about how many pounds you lost and how many calories that you can eat, and you had all that good stuff that you were eating on. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't even eat that kind of stuff. See, I was upset with you today because all I kept thinking about
was upset.
Those calories. Those that ice cream.
He was upset. He was upset. Why? Not me.
Go
it
ahead,
was Van.
You really
I
just
did
what?
That
really
for
just
fun. Even though. I'm losing weight so fast, and we can't figure out what the problem is. So he's just like, eat, even though a lot of sugar for cancer patients is a no-no. So some people are like, why did he tell you to do that? But, I mean, he said other things. I just did that for the TikTok for fun.
Man.
But, I got multivitamins and protein shakes. Stuff. I don't eat sugar like that because I have, stomach issues with, dairy.
Right.
So that was just for fun.
That's all right. I was with you. I was laughing, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so mad at her. Because if I even look at the stuff that you had that you was talking about eating, I'm going to gain like 10 pounds quick.
I don't even want to imagine that. If I even see a picture of some healthy food, I'm going to gain some
this
more weight.
This journey has made me lose.
That's all right. You'll get it back. You get it back. You get it back.
Listen, the best part is you're still here on the journey.
I have to say, it's something weird about this phone.
It's a delay.
Right. It has a really terrible lag every time this text now so I can call the show free because T-Mobile is charging people. So I got this text now and it's lagging really bad. So I seem to take a while to answer, that's why.
No problem. I remember from Sunday. I got you.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
Now, we want you to finish this statement. I'll write poetry because, and go ahead and get on down.
I write poetry because I have a need to inspire. And the poem that I am reading is from my book, Poetry with a Plot, I wanted to share something from that. And I wanted to say that even though I love poetry, poetry really wasn't my first love. Short stories was. And even, you know, I wrote a lot of poetry when I got started, but I was a weird kid. I used to lay at night in bed and write stories in my head, just lay in bed and just kind of stories go through my mind. And as I got older, I started writing them out. But so that's how I got started with that. So this is a poem. Well, it's a short story in poetry form. That's why the book is called Poetry with a Plot, because they're all stories in a poetry form. Okay, so this one is called Mother Daughter. Daughter's 16-year-old frame slammed face first against the wall. She turned to face mother while cupping her mouth with both hands. She slid down the wall into a crouching position. She could instantly feel the swelling. She licked her lips. The taste of blood entered her mouth, only a couple of inches shorter than mother. Daughter wondered why she couldn't just take her down. Mother approached daughter, grabbed her by the collar, pulled her to her feet, ready for a second backhand slap. Just inches from daughter's face, mother demanded that she give up the money. Money that daughter had made from babysitting the neighborhood kids. Daughter recognized the familiar hunger in mother's eyes. Not a good time for daughter to be brave. Instead, daughter handed over the cash. Mother quickly counted the money and was out the door in no time. Daughter retrieved a duffel bag from the mother's closet, packed it with as much of her things that would fit. Desperation in daughter's eyes, pain in daughter's heart, foul play in daughter's gut. Mother was back, and the hunger in her eyes was stronger. Mother headed straight to the bathroom and closed the door behind her. She sat on the toilet, tied a shoelace string to her arm just above the elbow. She tapped the inside of her forearm with two fingers, inserted the needle slowly into her vein. Relax. Fall back. Daughter opens the door. She stood in the bathroom doorway for only seconds with the duffel bag in her hand. Tears drop. Fall back and back until she reaches the front door, until she steps through it, and then she stops. Mother's body jumps and jumps and jumps until her eyes roll back, until her mouth foams, then stops. Daughter comes back inside. She wants one more look, one more kiss, one more hug, one more try. Mother has no more breath. Daughter has no more mother. In peace.
Wow. Wow. This is a beautiful expression.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. That's pretty powerful.
Go ahead, Jay. Extremely powerful
writing.
Thank you.
No, I'm just saying that's some really extremely powerful poetry. I was in the story, so thank you for that. Absolutely thank you. What say you, Van Meadows?
I agree. This was
thank
amazing.
You, and you're welcome.
This was definitely an amazing piece of poetry, and I, too, was in the story. I was, like, waiting for it to just keep on going. I honestly didn't want it to stop. So that's a true testament of your craft and your ability to inspire others as well. So thank you for that.
Yeah. You know what?
Thank you.
Please post your book in the event page so that other people like me can buy it, because I need to get the rest of this story.
Well, that's the end of that story. It's just a whole bunch of other stories. And actually, that piece came from part of a book that I started writing years ago, and I never published it. So now I'm working on publishing it. I'm like trying to update it. So it's about to get crazy. It's about to get crazy.
Okay, now. Well, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can mingle and hang out with the crew. But one love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Pretty Powers or Sun Toucher.
All right, all right.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Wow, that man. we are always blessed when someone who hasn't been to the Get Down in some time comes back through and just shares themselves with us. And I love that. Love that.
Oh, God, yes. Outstanding, right? Outstanding. Talk to me, Ben.
All right,
what
let's see. Oh, man. We got another Wolf Hours present on the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Divine Demon. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling? Get down.
Man, we feeling what great, man.
What's
feeling great.
What's
how you feeling,
on,
bro?
I'm good, man. I can't complain.
Complaining is for quitters.
Yes, sir.
That is true to a certain extent. So how y'all
hey,
doing
man.
Up for real?
For real,
yeah,
for real?
Man, I'm
not a complaint in the world, bro.
No complaints.
I get a chance to sit next to Van and have a great time, so I'm having a good one. You stepped into the room, so I know tonight's going to be a great night.
Indeed, man. Indeed.
Yeah, I'm like Danielle when she said, I got to go behind all of y'all and go behind Sun Toucher. That's a, that's
man,
a real,
listen.
Real tough challenge.
Listen. I said that after I heard Van's piece.
Van's piece was dying. Heard it too. It was all that.
I'm just saying.
Appreciate
I'm
you, good brother.
Saying.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. I'm saying this in all seriousness. I don't know how people get better every single time, but every single time he drops a piece, he gets better and better. And how do you go from perfect to better? What comes out to perfect?
Platinum.
Oh, man.
No. Humble, what man. Comes out to platinum? Diamond.
Humble, bro.
You're right.
Yeah. Van be going diamond on us. and then be trying to like
man.
Get all hushy and moist. Be like, I'm just a poet. It's not all like that.
Right.
Knowing he don't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, J-Rob, Divine Demon, man. I'm just a poet, man. It's you know, it's just words, man. I just write, man. You know. Enough about me. J-Rob, can you usher
mm-hmm.
my brother to the mic?
Divine Demon, my good brother,
sir. Is your piece locked and loaded and ready to spit?
It is.
Van and I, on that note, are going to take two steps to the back and allow you an opportunity to do what you do after you complete this phrase. I write poetry because, and
I write poetry because I was born a quiet shy kid. I write poetry because a while ago I even did a short bid. Real shit, fearless, I really did. I write poetry because everyone who deserted me and those who lied and hurt me need to know I'm still breathing. They stabbed me in the heart, but sorry, son, bitch, I'm still breathing. My heart is still beating. I write because I miss my mother. She's been gone over 30 years. I hate how it happened, and I never learned why it happened, but I write her because I always love her. I write because my teacher, a.k.a. the instructor, has went MIA and disappeared from my world. She taught me the art from the start. Now my essence misses her presence, and my life has unfurled. I write because on June 23rd, 2011, I was hit with a lie around and could have been dead. I write poetry as a poet, please, then thank God, because I was hit in the head. I write because my mind is strong, so my speaking voice is not always confident. When I write, it's just right. I guess somehow I become consummate. See, I live with my pen. It's like my lyrical skin. I guess I'm the occupant. See, I think and I think and I think again. Then I think and I spill ink to the extinct. They're pushing me to the brink, but the whole damn kitchen in a rendition, even the kitchen sink. I write because it allows me to make a difference from a distance. It allows me to go in like an inference. I guess I'm a demon with an inch of innocence. I write because when I choose to speak to some, a voice is not heard. Then I think they're assholes from Glasgow. Then my mind says I'm a bird. I want to kill them, but I steal from my pen and kill them with wicked words. In peace. Chris the Gifted. I write poetry because.
Whatever that beat is goes perfectly with your cadence and this piece. This is outstanding poetry. This is
thanks,
outstanding.
Man, I appreciate it.
Hence the name Chris Gifted. Van Meadows. Van Meadows. What do
Bro.
You say?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. You're talking about, you know, me getting better. How can I write a better piece? Bro, your pieces get better and better each time I hear them because of the realness that goes into them that is a part of you. And, man, I don't know if anyone has told you recently, but you have a very, very powerful testimony. And I'm a drop this into your spirit. There are some at-risk youth right now who just needs to just hear your testimony to help them get back on the path that they need to be on. And they are waiting for someone like you to show up to give them what they need to hear. So whatever that looks like, brother, it's your calling because you deliver your pieces and your content in such a way that is always teaching, always teaching. And J-Rob has that same trait, that same quality about him. So, bro, you need to carve out a part of your life and do that because that is truly your calling. Because, bro, this what you do in your pieces is simply amazing. Just simply amazing, bro.
Thanks, man. I'm coming from you two, and the words and the way you put that, man, it's deep, man. And it's amazing that you said it because before I left St. Louis almost 4 years ago, this lady I used to work with, she told me the same thing. Not in those words, not that eloquently, but she was like, dude, you need to reach out to some younger people, talk to them, some young men are really, really, and this is somebody who never heard my poetry. She was like, you have that in you, and I can tell. She was like, you need to do that. And I didn't do it, but I remember her saying it just like you just did.
Yeah, bro, that's you know, and I'm going to take it a step further and say that we see life coaches for adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe there's a market for life coaches for the youth. Bro, you need to own that because that is all you.
I concur.
I definitely keep that
100%.
In my mind.
I concur.
Take that to heart. Yeah, that's a real, real heavy goal, but I'll definitely shoot for that.
Absolutely. And you got brothers that are willing to help you. Always remember that. Always remember that.
Oh, you have one on the phone. I know that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just trying to be a good cat in the circle, bro. And I got keep people like yourself and Van, Dave, Javi, Real, King's Cadence. I got a whole bunch of y'all to lean on, man. Eric Crow. I got a whole bunch of y'all. So thank you for being part of that circle, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, openly being a part of that circle.
Yes.
Likewise. I appreciate both of you to the extreme.
We appreciate you, man. But now you got to take that beat going over to that dance floor, get that to the DJ, because you got to change up that. You got to change up that atmosphere, bro. You got to do that.
Yeah. Like for real, for real. Yeah, you cut it out.
Right. All right, bro. One love, one mic, man. Stick around and continue to enjoy the show.
One love. Y'all stay cool.
You too, bro.
Family.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. On his way to the Get Down dance floor, Chris the Gifted, a.k.a. Divine Demon. Amen. Amen. That's a phenomenal brother right there. That's a phenomenal brother.
That cat is something different, and the word Chris the Gifted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
An extremely great guy. A good brother and a very, very, very talented poet.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed.
On that
indeed.
Note, Van, who might we have next coming up on the mic?
Hey, I know who we got next, but I want to let her introduce herself. Because I like the way she does it.
Oh.
Can you please let
Good
us know?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
Frank. What's up, gentlemen?
Well, hello. Look at here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's that tasty treat.
We have
that bright
one
smile that makes
host.
Sunny days go, Lord.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. She is one half host of Epiphany's show. She is Rain, and her show is Raw with Rain.
Did you hear how Van said your name, though? Did you hear?
I did. You know, he lowered the octave for me and everything. Yeah.
So I'm not alone. He did it like a Michael Jackson song. You are not alone. I was like, listen to him. He dropped his voice like his. You are not alone. Go ahead, boy.
He was tapping into the quiet storm side of me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gentlemen, I'm really enjoying the show. It's been a phenomenal.
It's all because
Thank
of Van.
So much. It's because of J-Rap. I don't
I'm
get
the second.
Credit.
I'm the second banana.
J-Rap.
I am the Jerry
you know
Lewis
the,
to his Dean Martin.
He said he's
now,
the second
y'all know
banana.
The love the,
do you know
y'all
what
know
I am?
The love affair I have with the Get Down. Come on now.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you what I am.
He said, banana.
He says he's the second banana. I'm that little black spot at the very tip of the banana that no one really wants. That's me.
You know what? I'm not even going to touch it. I'm not touching no bananas right now. I'm not doing it.
I am. Because
I feel like it's a slippery slope. So I'm just
We tried to bait her in, Jay. We tried.
I'm the soft part of the mango that when you get that first bite, you go, you know what, this is going to be good. But Van's the whole mango, so you know what you're finna get after the first bite.
I think you both could have used the dribbles down the chin.
Oof, say that again. Say it slowly.
You both juice the dribbles down the chin.
I'm the juice man.
With the juice, baby. The juice.
You know.
Like a winning headache.
J-Rap, is it your turn or is it my turn? Because we could do this all
It would
night
be your
this,
turn, sir. I went last.
With this beautiful
I spoke to the gifted
creation.
It's your turn to speak to.
It's my turn.
You are not alone.
It's even lower now. You hear this?
Uh-huh.
The lower octave.
Rain, darling.
Rain. Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Just know. I'm going to tell you something about Van when you... Tell Van.
I want you to finish this statement.
Lower Van.
I write poetry because... And go ahead and get on down.
I'm going to finish the sentence and I'm going to share a piece that I wrote about poetry. The poetry is my lifeline. Poetry is, see, she is the space between sanity and insanity. She records silence and pauses in deep bass tones so we can feel her resonate. Even between lines while time chases reasons to move forward. Sometimes she rhymes, but most times she doesn't. She's weaved upon lines undefined until strokes become nouns and verbs, creating similes and metaphors, playing upon the page, exploring the befores and the afters and the what was and could be. She is always listening. She cares. She dares. She bears the weight that we refuse to release. She pries it from our grasp with pen and ink. See, she is unapologetic, uninhibited. Sometimes she's dirty and sexy, sometimes sorrowful. Oftentimes she's uplifting. She's refuge, intriguing, revealing, and healing. Like, honestly, poetry is the reason I'm still breathing. That's right.
Hold up, Van. You heard what she said, right? At the end, she copied you. At the end, she was like, "That's right."
Yeah.
I was like, hold up.
She said, "That's right."
No. You said, I'm like, go ahead.
You are not alone.
I cannot with J-Rob. Your energy is everything, J-Rob.
Rain. This piece. You know, I love the way that you talked about all the things that poetry can be or all the things that it is. Because, you know, as much as I write, I never just stop to think that in one breath poetry can be anger, but in the very next breath it can be erotic, it can be romantic, it can be sensual, it can be conscious. And hearing this piece, and then you said it saved my life. My God, this piece is beautiful. And I love it. I love it. J-Rob.
All I have to say is,
you are not alone. I am here with you. Your poetry is fine, and it's so divine.
I had more, but I have a message to you. Just say it.
I never imagined.
I enjoyed it.
I never imagined calling into the show and having J-Rob sing to me. I was just saying. He pulled a card.
That was Van. That's what I was doing.
I'm not singing. You're doing the serenading.
That's not a problem. I'm gonna eat that.
Okay.
But
all right, my bro.
She still said at the end of her piece, and
She always ends her pieces like that.
Always.
Every time. I noticed that.
Let me tell you about Rain. Let me tell you about Rain. When she ends her pieces like that, it always makes you want more when she ends like that. It's like, oh, my God, when am I going to hear her next? When I got to hear her again. When, all right, let me listen to the archive. Let me listen to the playback. No, no, I need to hear her live. That's what happens when she ends her pieces like that. She makes you want more.
Well, shit, I'd want more, too, if my name was at the end of her poetry. You know what? Next week when you do your piece, I want you to go, and that's Rain, J-Rob.
she did not
just
say my name at the end of her piece.
She did not.
Wait till you hear the playback. Wait till you hear the playback, man. You're going to be like, son of a bitch, he was right.
Listen,
so
y'all
like,
got off the chain.
It was like Harley Quinn talking to the Joker. I was like, listen to this.
Okay. Okay. You know.
Maybe it's just me. I mean, I'm that big a fan.
Well, then you should have heard.
Thank you all.
You should have heard your name at the end of the piece, J-Rob.
Wait till the playback comes. And she does this dope piece again, and she talks about why she loves poetry and why she writes poetry. And then she does the inhale. She got the inhale going. She was like,
I was inhaling because I have not spit in probably a month and a half. I haven't been on. It's been a long time. And this,
that's right.
This was a short piece. So otherwise, I might not have been, I might not have been breathing by the end of the piece.
Well, Rain, darling, before we send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, do you mind letting everybody know what is coming up this Monday?
I would be delighted. Here on Epiphany Radio on Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll be having Raw with Rain in the Spotlight segment, where we highlight our entrepreneurial creatives. And this Monday, I'm super excited to announce that we will be having none other than Tiva Shout on the show, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux, for those of you that have been checking her out on Indie Evolution Monday through, actually it's Sunday through Friday now, right? So we get to peel back her layers and find out what she's been doing, what she's got going on, and we will be having a giveaway. She'll be giving away her services. So definitely come out and check us out.
Giving away her services? I'm tuning in for the services.
You, baby.
You know what? Y'all, nobody supports this
poetry.
I don't
give a damn about their poetry. I'm tuning in for the services.
I will be there.
You know what?
Because I need to know what services she will be giving away. Yes.
You know what? She's going to get you both, y'all. But nobody supports the poets. Like, on all platforms, like T. Michelle. So, we definitely support her.
This is very, very true. I agree 100%. So, thank you so much for that, Rain.
Absolutely.
Your show is co-hosted by...
Yes, I was just actually about to. I didn't want to interrupt you. Yes,
Janice.
Epiphany's own Essentially Janice, my little sister.
Yes.
We are going to be tag team and peeling back those layers. So, y'all come
through. J-Rob. It's a night with three.
Let her talk, man.
Women.
She's peeling back layers and giving away
women services.
Let her talk, brother.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ray. I just got too excited for a moment.
I said everything. Y'all go ahead. I have put Raw with Rain and Essentially Janice and Tila Shout on Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Come through. Support.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We will be there. Now, we're going to get you on the dance floor. So that you can show them some moves. Don't be shy out there now. Don't be shy.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. One love, one mic. Dance floor is none other than Rain. Make sure y'all catch her this coming Monday night along with essentially and guest hosting in the spotlight, Tila Shao, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux. Whew, giving away service. I'm sorry, Jay, what you say?
Nothing at all. Tra-la-la-la-la.
All right, let's keep this party going. Are we ready to see who we have next on the mic?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Absolutely. We have our good brother, Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir?
I'm on mute. I forgot I was on mute.
Oh, okay.
I've been
there
caught
we go.
Up.
There you go.
Hello, Sir Lawrence. DJ Rob back in the building, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's been, in the words of Rakim, it's been a long time. So I'm back having fun again. But you heard
sometimes.
Van flirting again.
Well, sometimes you have to flirt, man. They say iron sharpens iron, but you know you gotta rub it on the stone because you never know you gotta cut into something.
Rub it on the stone,
that's my brother.
That's
man,
what I'm
listen,
saying.
Listen.
Rub it on
my
the stone.
Brother. Yes.
Get that shit, Daddy.
Yes,
listening.
Sir.
What's happening, sir?
Man,
you
know, I'm on top of it, man. Like I said, I've been going at it. I got a lot of projects lately, and I hadn't been able to get in here.
Well, I'm glad you're here today.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you're here today.
Absolutely.
So, ain't no complaints there, brother.
No. None at all. And then, you know, like I said, I missed it. I just hadn't been able to do it.
Well, we miss having you on the get down, brother.
Absolutely, brother. And we're here for you, man. We are here for you.
No doubt. Appreciate that. And likewise.
Jay Rob.
Sir.
Absolutely, bro. Can you talk to my brother?
Sir Lawrence, my brother. Oh, is your piece currently locked and loaded and ready to share with the world?
Most deaf.
Then dig this, brother. Van and I are going to take two steps to the left like it says in the song, and I would love for you to finish this line. I write poetry because and go.
Poetry because being a poet, I'm a messenger. Because some things have to be said. Like the space. We feel it but can't touch. Discuss it like it's a substance. Measure it like it's physical. Claim it like we own it. Explain it with distance. Only realize it when something occupies it. Time changes it. Heat can reshape it. An artist adds depth. It's not an object. Does a thought become space after thinking? Like recognizing an object by the space surrounding it. Lawrence.
You have a very distinct and poignant style of poetry, bro. And that's,
thank you,
and I'm going to assume that that's very deliberate on your part, but it's really, really, from a listener's point of view, that is refreshing, and it's also really, really cool. I like that.
Thank you.
It's very steady, and because I'm a jazz fan to no end, I can hear your piece over something from Thelonious, something from Max Roach, something from Miles in his early days when it was strictly just horns, And I just dig how you put that together, and your cadence for certain pieces just sails on its own water. So I dig that.
Strong. That's strong, Jay. Thank you.
Real talk. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Hey, man. First, let me say that this was a brilliant piece of art. And I like the way you said that you are a messenger, because when I hear you spit, when I hear you talk, I feel like I'm sitting at a cookout and I'm listening to one of my uncles giving me points about life, giving me points about relationships. And you being a messenger, you try to make sure that I don't go down this destructive path. And don't end up like don't do some of the things that you did. So I appreciate your craft, your piece, the way that you deliver. Like J. Rob is saying, it's very poignant. And you are very deliberate with how you deliver. And your style, man, is just, like I said, man, I feel like I'm chilling. You know, at a cookout, sitting talking to one of my uncles, man, just chewing the fat, as the older people would say. Yeah, we're going to chew the fat. So I appreciate you, good brother. I appreciate your gift.
Yeah, we're going to sit back and kick it for a couple of ticks. I dig that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Those are strong compliments, but I really appreciate it, too.
Nah, man, we appreciate you.
It's true. I mean, the way you put yours together, it's just absolutely true, bro. So thank you.
Indeed. Indeed.
You know, that's it. Because I heard something today, as a matter of fact. The guy said, he said, you know, like when you put your book together, okay, you have to target who's going to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
Not worry about how many poets buy the book, but who's actually going to read the book.
Who's actually going to read the book. Yep. Yep. That's strong, bro. Very, very
strong.
Yeah,
that's... Man, wow, that is like that.
Very strong. And if you know, that's what's taking me so long with my book right now, that very thing, is making sure I know who's going to read the book by the content that I put in it. You know, so I appreciate you, again, being a messenger, letting me hear what I needed to hear to complete my book. So you don't even realize that, but thank you.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Cause I'm catching up. I got one of your books. I don't have the other. I don't know how many you have, but I know I saw at least three.
Right, I got three.
But yeah, but there it is. All right, well, I got one of them. So I'm in the process of, I'm really working hard at this book, too. I really am.
Don't quit.
This is
your first one.
This
would be your first one, right?
Don't quit.
Now, actually, this is the second one, because this one is going to be more, like this piece I just did is coming out of the second book. So this is going to be more cultural awareness and consciousness, you know, and some storytelling. That's more what book two is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The first one was great love poems, and this one is going to be, you know, like a lot of cultural awareness.
I love it, bro. I can't wait, man. I'm excited. I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
But you take as long as you need to get it together, because it's your baby. You know, everybody's like, well, which book is your favorite? Which one of your books is your favorite? They're all my favorite because they each represent a different phase of my life. They're all my favorite. They're all my babies for different various reasons. So trust me, I understand, bro. I understand.
Dig. Right on.
All right, my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can, you know, show them what a couple of steps can do over there.
Yeah, right. A little soft shoe day.
Yeah, man, you know it. Little boom, boom, chaka-laka, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. All right, my brother. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, man, and get your groove on. One love, one mic.
One love. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother, Sir Lawrence, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. If you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You made it to overtime. Made it to overtime, and what?
They know who we be.
Yeah, so, J-Rob, are you ready for this next caller, bro?
Am I ever? Who we got, Ben?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got our brother, Just Jay. What's good with you, bro? Just Jay.
Jay.
Are you me?
Yo, Jay. Hey, Jay.
Man, I came in and said, what did I win? And then y'all said, hey, saying that they must be on mute. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good, bro. How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Right, right. Yeah, that's it.
Right on.
You got to tell me and Van, hey, you're not going to come to the Get Down and put a banana in my tailpipe.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not pulling for banana in the tailpipe.
Man, y'all having a party over here.
No, man.
Oh, you didn't know?
It's definitely a party,
you didn't
bro.
Know?
Yeah, man.
He's like, Van, you're not gonna put no banana in my tailpipe. Hey, man.
Yeah. No, man, that was one of those that good times gang mafia voice right there. That's what that was. What was his name?
Man,
what was his name?
That was coming
what was
off of you real raggedy like. That's scrambling after talking, and then you're like, oh crap, I'm on mute, and I come on, and you're like, hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Right, I hate it when that
just
happens.
Just Jay always be telling on himself, man. He always, I love you,
bro.
All day long, but look, AJ, we look, if we're hanging together, we can't do nothing wrong because he's gonna be the first one to dime us out.
He the first.
Hey,
don't you know
hey.
It?
Yo, hey,
fellas,
you know what that
fellas,
reminds me of this video
we
see.
Got caught.
Yeah, man, I seen a video, or somebody told me that they said that no, it was a video. It was two dudes that was running from the cops. They show them split up, and then the cops got the one dude, and then the other dude waving his hand like, "Come on out, man, they got us." I'm like, "Whoa, my goodness."
No, they got you. They got you.
They got
me.
You, and I'm going to have to get you, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I ain't that bad.
Too funny, bro. Oh, man.
Just Jay would be like, man. Hey, Rob, come on, man. We all got caught.
Hey,
yeah,
come on, man. We good. Y'all might as well come on
out, man. A little bit to the left.
Hey, come on up out that closet. J-Rob, come on out that closet. Man, get out that kitchen, man. They got us.
Man right. Over in the stove. Like, oh, hell no.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I'm going to need a separate squad car, y'all. They is mad in the mud.
You're
hilarious.
I got a cousin. Let me tell y'all this one last story. I got a cousin. This is a true story. I got a cousin. The cops had ran up in the house. Dude backed up into the corner and did a Zartan on them. They shaking down the rest of them that's in the room. And meanwhile, they looking over them like, they do not see this nigga. I'm glad that nobody went ahead and snitched my cousin out. But he did a Zartan on them.
No, not the camouflage into the blend into what was going on. No.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes
he was standing right there in front of them, walking past him and everything.
Sometimes
we
might
have
to. You know what? We might have to give some context. We might have to give some context. For those of you that don't know, Zartan is one of the Cobra elite members. He is a camouflager. If you didn't see any of the G.I. Joe movies, he acted as the president. So I advise you to go ahead and get caught up. If you're going to be entertained and listening to the conversations that Just Jay and J-Rob will be having about such characters. All right. So back to the normally scheduled program. J-Rob, is it your
appreciate
turn?
Appreciate that BSA, brother. That was much needed.
No problem, bro.
It actually will be your turn, Dan.
My turn? All right. All
right. It'll be your turn.
Just say, my brother. Is your piece locked and loaded, good brother?
It's locked and loaded.
All right, bro. I want you to finish this statement and then go ahead and get on down. I write poetry because, and go.
Because of those poor people. Those poor, poor people have absolutely no desire to better themselves. And that, man or beast, is something I simply cannot respect. They would rather be given truly a feat of chronic mule-mindedness and just plain laziness. I hate having to avert my eyes as I walk down the street from crying children. Even the little ones get in on the act as well. They are cursing their children to steal. It is very, very disconcerting, to say the least. The money that was granted to me from my forefathers and the government they helped to build with their own hands. Now the wails of the lonely stimulate false guilty hearts, and now I'm forced to share. The only joy I get is when I have to fire some weeping piece of scum droning on about his progeny and spawn. I wish they would all just die. And don't get me started on Wilson. He looked the part, but he couldn't play the role. Has always shown signs of being false. He was always showing favor to his workers, and they would agitate my workers. He couldn't wait for his wife to die to join their ranks. He would always show when his wife died by pulling some strings and emptying out his bank account just to see if he would get back up. And just as I thought, he wallowed in his mire like the pig that he has always been, while pretending to still be happy along with his wretched children. For how much longer must I put up with this? I utterly hate poor people. Poor.
Tells a story unlike any other. I'm trying to think of, and I know it's a bad analogy, but it's one that just comes to mind, between a poetic Orson Welles and a poetic Alfred Hitchcock, because of the intensity in the piece and just the creativity in it and its delivery. Because they both Orson Welles and Alfred Hitchcock had such a hypnotizing cadence when they spoke. Whether it was happy or sad, or if it was just downright scary, it was something that you just was like, you had to be captivated behind, that you couldn't let go of.
Right.
And that's what I get listening to Just Jay.
Enjoy
your pieces. Like, all bullshit to the left. I enjoy your pieces. And this proves it for me. This proves it.
Thank you, brother.
What say you, Van Meadows?
You know, I've heard this piece before. Anytime I hear it, I catch something different. And these kind of pieces, Jess J, is what if, Marvel, what if in Living Color, was serious, right? What if in Living Color was serious? What if it wasn't comedy? What if it was drama? What if they did all of those same things that they did in the reverse or the flip side, and it was dramatic?
Right. How hard it would be.
Right. And this piece is one of those kinds of pieces. Same thing. You know, I would say the same thing. Saturday Night Live. What if it wasn't comedy? What if it flipped and it was drama? You know what I'm saying? Like, this piece is,
and
like,
they showed the real.
It's so good. And they showed the real, right. This piece is so good. It's like, you know, J-Rob said, you tell a story unlike anybody else. And I see this, you know, your content, just the way that you deliver. Bro, this I love this piece, man. Silly Duck is still my favorite, FYI, but I love this. I'm just gonna put that out there. All right.
This piece is because of y'all. I did this for when y'all did. Because of y'all. I wouldn't have never did nothing like this had it not been for you and J-Rob.
J-Rob did nothing. That was all Van Meadow.
It was
J-Rob
probably
did
your
nothing.
It's probably one of your charities while you're playing.
Right. Tell him again.
Hey, man, he be trying to be so modest, man. He kills me with it.
Right, man. Right. when he wants the dopest individuals walk in the face of God's green earth.
And
come
that's
on, stop
the offset.
Man.
I know,
stop
and that's
it,
the
man.
Offset.
I am
just
you
when
know, you
got
know,
to
you
line
know,
up to Haiti,
times,
you gotta love him.
Actually, how many times do J Rob walk through the Bronx like Will Smith in I Am Legend? Because he's the man.
Right.
With a shaft swagger. Come
I didn't see that picture too many times on Facebook. Different outfits too.
Right.
I actually hate both of you.
It happens, I'm telling you, for real.
Oh man. Hey brother, we're gonna send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can, you know, get a few dance steps in before you got to head back, bro. But you gotta change up the mood over there. All right?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna see what this 10-man can do.
My brother, that's what I'm talking about. Hachi. Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies,
you got to say if I don't get out of here.
Right. To the Get Down Dance Floor, our good brother Jess J. Man, that brother's something
that's
else, man. Thing. That brother's something else. Yeah, man, no doubt. Let me give the Epiphany lineup. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric at 10 p.m. Saturday night show is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl and Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Monday night is Raw with Rain and essentially Janice with, in the spotlight, guest T. LaChelle, a.k.a. Dame Devereaux. Make sure you tune in. You don't want to miss it. Tuesday night's going to be The Honey Dripper with Mojave. Wednesday night's The Sexy Divas of Epiphany, La Pearl and Negra, and Miss VIP in the Love Zone. And then we'll be right back next week for another installment of The Get Down with J-Rob the Wise Son and yours truly,
and
Poetic. Yeah. Yeah. J-Rob.
Poetic.
Last words, man. We're going to start with you tonight.
Listen. I write poetry because I got people like y'all in my circle. And I write poetry because without poetry, I'd probably be lost. And one of the best reasons to write poetry, I get to share with y'all on the Get Down more than anything else. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving us some of your time this time until next time. And I'm looking forward to hearing some more of this sweet poetry that whatever you got to give. Van Meadows.
Thank you, good brother. Ladies and gentlemen, first let me give it back to my brother J-Rob the Wise Son. What a dynamic experience it is to host this show with this cat week after week. I'm humbled, I'm excited, and every week, man, it's just an awesome experience. So I appreciate you, good brother, and I love you, man.
My man, love you more, bro.
To the Epiphany Radio Universe, the poets, the callers, the listeners, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. I mean, me and J-Rob could sit here and talk all night for two, three hours about, you know, random facts, you know, truthful facts. We could talk about everything, but we don't have to because you're here, you know, because you come through and you inspire us and we inspire you. And it's a residual thing that we just keep doing back and forth. So We appreciate your presence. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We do not take you for granted. To our CEO, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, enjoy the remainder of your birthday week, brother. You certainly deserve it. It's your world right now. That's all, folks.
Yeah, what he said.
One love, one mic, and to remember, continue to take your socks off. J-Rod, we can finally join the people on the dance floor. Let's get it.
Let's get
Peace,
it.
Peace, y'all. Good night.
Blood is on the dance floor. Blood is on the night. Let's go.